And it's terrific to talk to Craig Fitzgibbon this morning. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are we all?
Very, very well. You must have been happy how you've shopped in the off season and some of the new recruits. How are things looking ahead of 2022?
We're going well at this stage. I think it's a full honeymoon period, right? So everything's. I don't think there'd be a team in the NRL that's not full of optimism at this current point in time. Everyone's training hard, you're happy with your squad, and everything's going along fine at the moment. And the new players brought in have been, they've done exactly what's expected of them so far, but the standards of the people and the players that are already there have been really, really pleasantly surprised with how they're going.
And Craig, how are you finding the role now as head coach?
Yeah, it's good, thank you. I think about footy all the time anyway, but when you're an assistant, you can be really selfish with your thoughts. I only had to think about the players and defence with my role at the Roosters. It's just a different volume of thoughts, and you might have a good plan in place, but there's some left field things that just keep popping up that you got to get used to. So it's been enjoyable just thinking differently and looking at things slightly different, but I'm enjoying it so far, thanks.
Craig, you've had some great recruits, obviously, with Cameron McInnes coming to the club, Nico Hines and Dale Finucane from Melbourne. What have you seen in the standards that those guys are bringing to training at the moment so far?
Along with those guys, Matty Cavallo and Jaden Beryl as well, just standards of preparation, standards of how they carry themselves, standards of training. It's like the line of their best effort and their worst effort, it's minuscule, the difference. It's just standard setting and behaviours and just the way they carry themselves. It's really, it really holds you to account, even as a coach. Like, you feel like you've got to be really on guard to make sure, those guys are thinking about the club, the team, the footy all the time. And, you need to be sharp along with them. They've been, they're just good guys, like really good people. So it's a pleasure to work with them.
It's a relatively young-looking forward pack that you've got, Craig. The experience of Dale Finucane, how important is that, and what type of role will he play, do you think?
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of obviously fanfare, a lot of noise around the recruits. I'm really excited about the players that are already there. Like, that's what Dale can do for a club and a team. He can just, leadership. So many ways you can define leadership, but Dale's leadership is he makes people inside and outside him better, and he does things off the ball and effort areas in the game which go unnoticed. And and what he does, because he does that stuff off the ball, those young forwards that we have should be looking at that going, okay, now I see the standard line, I see where I've got to get to, and I see how hard I've got to push. And he's just a really good person. Like, he just, the boys love him already. He's only been there temporarily, and he's already sitting right in.
Craig, I reckon the Sharks developed a reputation for many, many years of being a really tough, gritty, defensive team, and it made them a regular top four team and took them all the way to that premiership in 2016. Probably the last couple of years, one of the most exciting teams to watch in attack, but they've also leaked a lot of points. How much of that has that been a focus for you so far in the preseason?
As we sit here now, I'd be proud of the club if we could look or resemble anything like that team that won in 2016. That'd be, I don't think that most coaches would love to be renowned for that grittiness and that competitiveness. And I think we do have some attacking flair there as well. So, on one hand, you want to be stingy and gritty and locked in and really hard to break down. On the other hand, you want to be free spirited, throw the ball around, and play some exciting footy. So we're trying to get that balance right. But we can end up resembling anything like that team that won it. That'd put us in the ballpark anyway.
And Craig, just while we're speaking about what will put you on the ballpark, obviously every team goes into the start of the season hoping to win the premiership. What's the goal for the Sharks this season? What will you deem a successful season?
I won't sign off on that at this stage. We're still, like you said, 4 to 6 weeks away from getting really serious. We're still just forcing and we're still just working on our identity. What do we want to represent as a club? How do we want to play? How do we want to defend? So a lot of work to do. Yeah, I'd be loath to throw a cap on where we could end up or where we might finish. I think it's probably an unnecessary pressure for me at this stage.
But Craig, I guess a great starting point for you is that your first trial game will be against the Penrith Panthers. What will be your approach to that? Obviously, sometimes in trials, it's about blooding young players, but it'd be nice to see, by and large, how the entire unit measures up against a quality unit like Penrith.
Yeah, we just started looking at that, actually. Whether we split up our trial, probably give a lot of young guys a go in the first trial and more senior experienced players in the second, etc. So we're just starting to form that. But whoever we do play in that first trial against Penrith, we want to hold a good account of ourselves. So whether it is young guys or old guys, I think you know the strength of the Penrith Academy and their depth in their club. So it'd be a really good test for us, whoever we do put out there, and whether some guys have been short of some football in the last season or short of some football in the pre-season. There's sort of a few different balls in the air there where coming right down to the week before we'll be able to nut out a team there. But I think majority of those players will be a younger crew.
Craig, we've seen the COVID situation have a massive impact on society in general the last few weeks. It's been fairly prominent in a lot of different NRL clubs. How's the health of the squad, first and foremost? And secondly, do you support calls from coaches like Ricky Stewart and Justin Holbrook about trying to expand the rosters and allowing the NRL to have clubs pick as many players as possible for the inevitable outbreaks that's going to occur at some stage throughout the year?
Yeah, makes kind of sense, doesn't it? It changes. We have like regular meetings on where we're at and what could happen, and it just kind of keeps bending and shifting and rules changing, testing protocols, life protocols, Apollo protocols, public health protocols. It's kind of like this ever-changing dynamic. So it's really hard to get any kind of structure or systems around. Every club's trying to do their best to make sure we adhere to everything and still be able to flourish as a club. But you're right, it'll be a concern going forward if the quality of the competition's declining because of that. You know, we don't have the player depth, so it makes sense to get more players in, doesn't it? So I'm not, there's also the possibility that players are fit and healthy and no one does catch it again if they've already had it or for the first time, but it's looking like it's quite contagious, so it might be hard to control throughout the season, I think.
Just a couple of players I wanted to ask you about before we let you go. Is one, Wade Graham, your captain. You obviously missed the back end of last year after a couple of different head knocks. How's he tracking in his progress this pre-season? Also, Connor Tracy, I thought he's probably one of the most improved players in the NRL last year. Have you got any thoughts about where you want to try and play him in 2022?
Yeah, first of all, with Wade. Wade's fresh. He's had, obviously, the back end of last season off. He's just really excited. Like he's really leading at the moment. He's put on a few kilos of good strength weight. He's lifted hard in that time off and got his strength back to where it needed to be. And we've worked very hard on his agility, just making sure his footwork and his timing. And he's at the moment he's quite fit and healthy. So we're all excited for Wade, and Wade's excited as well. So we'll see where that takes us. And with Connor, I think Connor and Ronnie Mulatalo was starting to get a little bit of combination work out there, interchanging between centre and wing, and Connor's is one of those players who's got to be on the field, doesn't he? He's had a wretched run as a younger player, had three knee reconstructions as a junior, and sometimes trauma's a good barometer for success once they can overcome that. And based on last year, I'm really excited to just Connor will be out there somewhere, that's for sure.
Craig, we obviously knew you as a terrific player for, the Roosters, St George, Illawarra. You played overseas for Hull as well. Representative football for New South Wales and Australia. You've been an assistant with the Roosters for a number of years and now you're into head coaching. The transition, what's been the transition and the challenges of the transition to a head coaching role that you now have at the Sharks, and what has surprised you the most?
I think because my father was a coach, I've been sort of in and around. I'm 44 now, so probably from the age of 4 or 6, I've been in and around first grade sheds. So I just feel really comfortable in the footy environment. So I've got no qualms about being in and around the guys or having to present and whatever. And I've been coaching for 10 years now, so feel really comfortable about all that stuff. I think the newest challenge that I had to face was when you're an assistant, you like I said, you're really selfish with your role. You make sure you're nailing a couple of key, really key areas that you can focus on. But now, as the head coach, you got to think big picture. You got to kind of predict what might happen, and you got to govern. Like basically, just getting used to the governance and making sure we're well organised, our operating rhythm's strong. We're not looking like we're making it up on the spot. So just planning, just thinking differently, and making sure we're very well organised. So, but that's been enjoyable. It's been different, but it's been enjoyable as well. And I've had a couple of coaches in the NRL when I did take the job reach out and say, you got to get ready for the stuff you're not ready for. Mm. And you can't. So that's the just the left field stuff that pop up. But it's been, I've got to say, I can't, at the moment, the club and the team, are everyone's given their absolute best at the moment. And I'd like to continue that throughout the season. But it's really enjoyable so far, thanks.
Well, Craig, obviously you've got a terrific squad and a lot of expectation and hope around this Cronulla Sharks side, and you've been touted for many years as the coach to watch when you get the head role. So enjoy season 2022, and hopefully things will get off to a great start with the Cronulla Sharks. And thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
Craig Fitzgibbon joining us. Yeah, the Sharkies. I mean, how do you think they'll go? Nico Hines is a good signing, isn't he? Obviously, from the Melbourne Storm, you know, in a role where he'll be a pivotal playmaker alongside with Matt Moylan. They could have plenty of strike there, it would seem.
Yeah, he's a fantastic signing, Ryan. And he's very impressive, Craig, isn't he? Great speaker. Mm. When you look at the competition this year, you think probably not going to be a whole heap of change to the top eight. You imagine that almost the top six teams from last year probably finish the top six again. If it's going to be one team that might push into the top eight from that didn't make it last year, I think the Sharks are the ones. There's really savvy signings with Dale Finucane and Nico Hines. Cameron McInnes, we didn't touch on there, who's come across from the Dragons, who'll obviously add a lot to that forward pack coming off an ACL. So I think the Sharks are real smokies to be the big improvers this year and pushing that top eight.